It is now time for
the What You Talking About Willis Show.
What you talking about?
What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
With your host, Ryan Wacky Willis. Idiot. Right here on Call It Primetime Radio. Damn it, Bobby.
Hello, wacky listener. My name is Ryan Wacky Willis, and this is a very famous and popular What You Talking About Willis show on Call It Primetime Radio. Yes. Thank you so much for joining me for yet another week as I talk all things wacky involving college sports and some NFL. Bravo. How's your week going? I hope it is terrific. Hope you're staying safe. I hope you're making smart decisions. But I already know that you are because you're listening to my podcast. So you're already making a right decision. And a smart decision.
What you talking about, Willis?
Zing! No, but seriously, thank you so much for joining me yet again. If you'd like to follow us, and why wouldn't you? There's a couple ways to do that. One way is on Twitter at C Primetime Radio. That's C Primetime Radio. Or on Facebook at facebook.com/collegeprimetimeradio. If you'd like to follow me personally, which is kind of scary, but I'll allow it. You can also follow me on Twitter at WackyWillis90. That's at WackyWillis90. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRyanWillisShow. Yes, I know my show is not called The Ryan Willis Show, but you know what? When I first started in radio, that was the name of my show, and I don't know how to go back and change it now.
Oops. You kidding me?
So what are we talking about this week? Well, last week I recapped the entire 2015 NFL draft. What a draft it was. Holy smokes. I broke down the entire first round and some of the surprises. Now it's time to talk about the aftermath. In particular, there is one player that was taken in the top five of the draft just a couple of weeks ago, and he is already out for the entire 2015 regular season. Who is it, and what in the hell happened to the poor guy? I will let you know coming up later on in the program. But to start you off this week, let's talk about Lael Collins.
Yeah.
Most of you are probably going, who? Remember Lael Collins? I think I touched on him a couple of weeks ago and maybe a little bit last week. I can't remember. I have the memory of an ant. But yes, Lael Collins, what an interesting story this was. So prior to the draft, Collins was rated as a first-round prospect.
Idiot.
Knuckleheads like me had him going in the top 10 or 15 of the draft.
Oh, damn!
Then, a week before the draft, a report comes out that Collins' ex-girlfriend, Brittany Mills, was shot and killed while she was pregnant. I mean, just a tragic story. A terrible, terrible thing. Now, the police never accused Collins of being a suspect. However, he was questioned by police. And ultimately, every NFL team said, Whoa. Time out. Maybe he didn't kill this woman. But this is just too much, okay? Even if he had nothing to do with this, we're still concerned. We don't want to even bother with him, especially if it comes out that he did have something to do with all of this, and all of a sudden, we've got a guy on our roster accused of murder on our football team. So even though he was never considered a suspect, this tragic incident caused Collins from being drafted. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and say I feel sorry for the guy because, frankly, I don't. I really don't. And you shouldn't either. I mean, we're talking about a woman that got murdered here who was pregnant. And unfortunately, the baby didn't survive either. That is the main issue here. It's not that Lael Collins didn't get drafted, but that a pregnant woman was murdered. Collins should just be happy to be alive and not being accused of this horrible crime. So Lael goes undrafted. But shortly afterwards, he gets signed by none other but the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, boy.
Wish I was a cowboy so I could rope around. Idiot, how that song goes. I have no idea.
Come on, man.
Not only did he sign a contract with the Cowboys, but it was a 3-year contract worth $1.65 million. That in which is guaranteed.
Wowzers.
So, he goes from a kid that was going to be a first-round pick, doesn't get selected at all, not even in the seventh round, does not get picked in the draft. Then he signs as a free agent with the Dallas Cowboys, 3-year deal, $1.65 million. I think he's going to be okay. Yeah, I think he's going to be just fine. And the Cowboys, they already have probably the best offensive line in all of football. And now, this undrafted kid from LSU with all this talent is theirs. He belongs to them. I don't know if he's going to start right away. Probably not. But hey, down the road, you never know. Weird offseason for Dallas, though, right? I mean, not first, but they drafted Randy Gregory in the second round a couple weeks ago, despite all of his drug issues, you know, like smoking marijuana.
Oh, man, it is great to be alive. How are you all doing out there?
Hello.
So, yeah, they select Randy Gregory in the second round, and most teams are like, you know, I really just do not want anything to do with this kid. I don't want to go anywhere near him. But the Cowboys raise their hand and they're like, hey, we'll take this knucklehead kid. Why not? He's got all the talent in the world. We like guys with talent. Rival. And then they signed defensive lineman James Hardy, who's been accused of domestic violence and will be suspended for the first 10 games of this season. And if that wasn't enough, they already have a ticking time bomb on their roster in wide receiver Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that always runs out onto the field from the sideline every time the officials throw a flag on the Cowboys' defense? How does he keep getting away with that, by the way? That's beyond me. Gonna be very, very interesting to see how this all turns out.
You kidding me?
But keep in mind, the Cowboys, they were a playoff team last year. Remember that? They won the NFC East. And they probably should have beaten the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field in the divisional round. Remember the whole Dez Bryant, was it a catch? Was it not a catch? Yeah, remember that? The Cowboys, they're a good team. But man, bringing in all these guys with character issues or question marks. Okay. Good luck, Dallas. Good luck. All right, moving on. I mentioned this a few minutes ago. There was a kid who was selected in the top 5 of the draft just a couple of weeks ago, literally, that is already out for the entire 2015 NFL season.
Yeah.
Now, let's go over the top five picks from this year's draft, okay? So we can try to figure out together which player is already gone for the year. So the first overall pick was Jameis Winston to the Buccaneers. Pick number 2 was the Titans. They selected Marcus Mariota. Pick number three was the Jags, the Jaguars. They selected Dante Fowler Jr. Pick number four was the Oakland Raiders. They selected Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama. And pick number five was Brandon Scherff.
What you talking about?
Who went to the Washington Redskins. God, I love that last name. So, which one of those five is already done? They're packing their bags. I'm not even going to be playing a single minute of NFL football in 2015. Who is it? Well, let's see. It's not Winston. It's not Mariota. Although, Mariota might be sitting on the bench the entire year. But no, he didn't get hurt. Dante Fowler Jr. Well, let's see. Let's see here. Dante Fowler Jr., Jaguars first-round selection, third overall. I'm on record saying I love this pick because I do. Felt like he was the best pass rusher in this draft. No question marks regarding his character. There was nothing to hate about this pick.
You kidding me?
But then last Friday happens. The Jaguars' first mini camp with the rookies. Fowler gets to go out and meet his new rookie teammates. Show the coaching staff what he can do. Get his feet wet. And what happens? He tears his ACL in his left knee.
Oh, damn.
He is done for the 2015 season months before it even begins. I mean, how does this happen? How does this happen? How do you tear your ACL in the first practice of your professional career? And it's not like it's even training camp when you put on the pads. No.
Wowzers.
I mean, you were wearing, what, a practice jersey? And shorts? And you go down with a torn ACL. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I feel so badly for this kid. I mean, holy smokes. I mean, it was literally about a week after he had just got drafted, the best moment of his entire life. And then one of the worst possible things that could have happened, happened right off the bat.
You kidding me?
Oh, man. Dante. Dante! Come on.
Come on, man.
At least get the training camp. At least play in a preseason game. That is brutal. Just brutal. Now, you take a look back at the Jaguars' last 10 first-round selections, and you kind of realize why this team has been at the bottom of the league for so long now. Let's recap this. In 2006, they selected tight end Mercedes Lewis, who's had a pretty decent career. You know, he's been to the Pro Bowl. He's had a couple decent seasons, but overall, he's been very injury-prone, not a ton of production aside from a couple of seasons. 2007, safety Reggie Nelson. Is he even in the league anymore?
Well,
no idea.
I'm just not sure about
2008,
that.
2008,
right,
defensive end Derek Harvey. I know for a fact that he is not in the league anymore, and he was the eighth overall pick in 2008. Yikes. 2009, offensive tackle Eugene Monroe. He is still in the league, but he's not on the Jags. In 2010, defensive tackle Tyson Alualu. He's been all right. 2011, quarterback Blaine Gabbert. Out of Missouri. Horrible selection. B-U-S-T, bust, bust, bust. B-U-S-T, bust, bust, bust. Yeah, he was terrible. 2012, wide receiver Justin Blackmon. Oh, my gosh.
Idiot.
Even a worse pick than Blaine Gabbert. Although, Blackmon did have a few productive games, but, I mean, that kid just could not stay out of trouble. in particular with drugs. I mean, drugs, marijuana, you name it. I mean, this guy has all sorts of problems. He has not played in a game, I don't believe, since 2012, maybe 13. I mean, it's been a year or two since he's been in an NFL game. I don't know if he's ever going to play again. He's got to focus on his life, not the NFL. 2013, they selected offensive tackle Luke Jokel with the second overall pick, and he has not been very productive, has he? He missed most of his rookie season, and yeah, last year he was just kind of so-and-so, and he was a number two overall pick. Yikes. 2014, quarterback Blake Bortles. The jury's still out on this guy. We really have no idea if he's going to amount into a franchise quarterback. I did see a few positive things that he did last year as a rookie, but again, he really had nobody around him. No talent around him for the most part. Give the kid a couple of years, okay? I think he's got the ability to do some damage in a good way in the NFL. And then that takes us to this year, 2015, Dante Fowler Jr. So, I think that should explain why the Jaguars have been so lousy for the last several years, because they just can't get it right in the draft. But you know what? I still believe in Dante Fowler Jr. I am not suggesting at all that he's going to be the next Blaine Gabbert or Justin Blackman. No, 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 no. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the Jags have bad luck. They just have horrible luck. Dante Fowler Jr., I wish you a speedy recovery. And I hope in 2016, you have an incredible season. I really do. But this is going to hurt the Jaguars. I mean, they really were counting on this guy to be a starting outside linebacker and create some pass rush that they haven't been able to create for quite some time now. And now he's done already. Unreal. All right. The last thing I would like to talk about for this week is Tom Brady. Tom Shady, Zong, suspended for 4 games.
Wowzers.
Coming up in this 2015 season, the Patriots were fined $1 million and they lose their first round pick in next year's draft and their fourth round pick in the 2017 draft. Now, unless you've been vacationing at Wally World for the last several months, you shouldn't be asking the question, why? Why did Tom Brady get suspended? And why did the Patriots get fined? And they lost a couple of draft picks. Well, you may remember this whole Deflategate mess from this past January, where it was discovered that Brad Raffle was using deflated footballs during the first half of the AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts.
You kidding me?
That, of course, is illegal. Illegal! In the NFL, the air pressure, or the PSI, of the football must be at a certain weight, and Brady and the equipment manager slash ball boys, whatever you want to call them, did not comply. Facts. Just dropping straight facts on you right now.
Yeah.
Now, some people have said, what's the big deal? I mean, the Patriots won the game 45-7, and he actually played better in the second half when he was using the regular footballs. Plus, he's so handsome, right, ladies? The problem is, this is the Patriots. They have a history of bending the rules or just flat out breaking them. Remember the whole Spygate mess? When they were videotaping other teams' practices, like the Rams, for example, before the Super Bowl in 2002?
You kidding me?
Remember that?
You kidding me?
They also did it to the Jets and God knows what other team they videotaped. I mean, it's always something with this team. After all, their head coach's name is Bill Belichick. Ha ha! Zing! Look, the point is, this isn't the first time that the New England Patriots have pulled something like this Probably won't be the last time either. Also, Tom Brady did not cooperate with the NFL during this investigation with Ted Wells.
Idiot.
He just put on his charming smile and chuckled and said, "Aw, shucks." Now, let me ask you something. Don't you think that if he really didn't have anything to do with this, he would be vehemently denying these accusations? Don't you think he'd be throwing his fist up in the air and shouting, "I had nothing to do with this. I know nothing about this. I am extremely pissed off because I have no idea what you are talking about." But he hasn't done that.
2 months ago, I didn't know what the word dumbbell meant.
So a few days ago, Brady sat down with Jim Gray, who personally I'm not a big fan of. I'm not a big fan of Jim Gray. There's just something about the guy. I don't know. He's just too vanilla, too boring. I don't know why him and Tom Brady have such a great relationship. But anyways, every Monday night during the NFL season, Gray interviews Brady on the radio. So they had this great relationship. So Brady agreed to sit down with Gray for this interview. And here's the thing. It took place in Massachusetts, where Brady plays professional football. Okay, New England is in Massachusetts. It was in front of a live audience. Okay?
Yeah.
So all these people were Patriots fans or just people that, you know, have his back or think he's charming. So anyways, in this interview, Brady would just be like, "Oh, you know. I don't have anything to say about it." You know, and just like smiling, cracking jokes. He even was asking the crowd, "Well, let's see what they think about it." And naturally, the crowd was just eating it up. They loved every second of it. Right now, I'm going to play a few minutes of that interview so you can hear for yourself. Here we go.
So I think when we decided to do this 4 months ago, there was a little bit of a different circumstance than what we're facing here this evening. So we are going to keep the evening as to what it was supposed to be. So, Tom, you're in the news here, and the Ted Wells report was just released.
Jim's known for hard-hitting questions. We have a show on Monday nights, and this is how it usually goes for me, so I'm used to it.
We're going to deal with it, and then we're going to move on with the evening. What is your reaction, Tom, to the Ted Wells report?
Say those things.
Bravo.
But I don't have really any reaction, Jim. Our owner commented on it yesterday, and it's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully, but when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it.
Oh, what an answer. Oh my God, I love him.
Are you that slow a reader?
Well, my athletic career has been better than my academic career. So I'm used to reading X's and O's. This was a little bit longer.
Zing.
When do you plan to address this publicly?
Douchebag.
Hopefully soon.
Is my microphone on?
Hopefully soon. There's still a process that's going forth right now. And, you know, I'm involved in that process. So whenever it happens, it happens. And I'll certainly want to be very comfortable in how I feel about the statements that I make.
So since those statements right now will speak for you, and you don't want to get into the details, how are you handling this controversy? Is it bothering you?
You know, I've dealt with a lot of things in the past. I dealt with this 3 months ago before the Super Bowl. I dealt with a lot of adversity over the course of my career, my life, and I'm very fortunate to have so many people that love me and support me. Your life so much is about ups and downs, and certainly I accept my role and responsibility as a public figure, and I think a lot of it, you take the good with the bad, and dealing with different adversities in life, you just try to do the best you can do. And I was raised by a great mom and dad.
You kidding me?
Who support me, and I have a lot of great teammates that support me, so we'll get through it.
What are those people telling you? Share it with us.
They're a little biased, aren't they?
Has this, however, detracted from your joy of winning the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Come on, man.
Why not?
Because we earned and achieved everything that we got this year as a team, and I'm very proud of that, and our fans should be too.
Is the Super Bowl tainted?
What do you guys think? Either do I.
Your answer was?
Either do I.
No, it's not? Is that what you're saying?
I said I asked what they thought.
I asked you what you thought.
I said no, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Wowzers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What a freaking circus. I mean, was that not like the biggest joke you have ever listened to? I mean, give me a freaking break. See what I'm talking about? I mean, Brady's not even upset. He's just like, oh, you know, I haven't read it. Oh, my playing career is a lot better than my academic career. You know, shut the hell up. I am so sick and tired of this douchebag. Yes, I said it. Tom Brady is a douchebag. And if that pisses you off, well, I'm sorry. Please keep listening to my show. But seriously. I mean, okay, look, I can kind of understand the people that are saying, oh, come on, is it really that big of a deal that Brady had the balls deflated? I would say, you know what, maybe it's not the biggest deal in the world, especially considering, like I said earlier, that he played better in the second half with the regular inflated footballs, okay? And the score of that game was 45-7, so... Okay, maybe it wasn't the biggest deal in the world.
You kidding me?
But he still cheated, okay? And he needs to own that. He has to own that. And this is where I have the problem, because he hasn't owned it. He's acting like he has no idea what's going on, okay? But he's not angry about it. He's just laughing and making jokes. He's guilty. I'm sorry. He is absolutely guilty. And now the Patriots are coming out saying, oh, we're so offended. We are very upset. We are going to sue you, NFL. You know what? The NFL should just suspend the Patriots for a couple of seasons. Just have them go away. I am so sick and tired of them. Just go. Go away. I am so sick and tired of hearing about you and talking about you, really, in all honesty.
What you talking about?
And, you know, Brady, he didn't give any of his cooperation to Ted Wells or anybody within the NFL. He was not cooperating with anybody. They tried bringing him in. They questioned him. They were interviewing about the whole thing. He was being very uncooperative. What does that tell you? Huh?
Idiot.
He wasn't even willing to hand over the text messages that he was exchanging with the ball boy or the equipment manager.
What you talking about, Luke?
Seriously. Figure it out. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He knows what he did. Okay? Now look, he's got 4 Super Bowl rings. That's great. Okay? He's going to be a Hall of Famer regardless.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, this is going to taint his image. And look, he doesn't care what I think. He doesn't care what Wacky Willis thinks. He doesn't care what you think. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He's got millions of dollars in the bank, and he's got 4 Super Bowl rings. And he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He doesn't care. So that's why, in his opinion, he has nothing to lose. He's not going to come out and apologize and say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about this. I'm going to own this mistake. Okay, I was in the wrong. No! He's going to do what Tom Brady does best. He's going to smile, he's going to wink at the ladies, and he's going to joke around. Because what does he have to lose? But he is going to get suspended for 4 games. Now, he is appealing the suspension.
You kidding me?
So hopefully they don't reduce it. But I applaud the NFL. I don't do this very often, but I applaud the NFL.
Yeah.
For bringing the hammer down and saying, you know what? We do not give a rat's ass that you are Tom Brady. We are suspending you for 4 games, and we are sending a clear message that this is not right. This will not be accepted. This will not be tolerated. I applaud that. I just hope that the suspension upholds. That's all I care about. Just make sure he gets suspended for those 4 games. Okay? That's really all I care about. All right. To wrap things up, let's get to some Twitter feedback. Oh, yes. You can tweet at me at WackyWillis90 or at C Primetime Radio. That stands for College Primetime Radio. Ooh, you're so smart. Here's an animal cookie. Zong. This tweet is from Jesse Compost, who lives in Southern California, and he says, I quote, hey, Wacky Willis, how about this? They suspend Brady not only for the first 4 games of the regular season, but if the Patriots make the playoffs, he gets suspended for 1 playoff game. End of quote. I love it. I absolutely love it, Jesse. Great suggestion. Seriously, how great would that be? He not only gets suspended for the first 4 games of the regular season, but he gets suspended for a playoff game. Ow! Yes! Yes! Sign me up. Sign me up.
Well,
that would
I'm
be
just
fantastic.
Not sure about
but
that right now.
It probably would never happen. All right, Wacky Listener. Thank you so much for spending yet another week with me, the Wacky Bearded One, Ryan Wacky Willis. I will be talking with you again next week. What will I be talking about? I don't even know.
You kidding
but
me?
But something is bound to turn up this weekend for Wacky Willis to talk about. So stay tuned. Thanks again. And a reminder, you can listen to all of my shows on Facebook. Just type in facebook.com/collegeprimetimeradio. Look for the podcast shows tab. Click on that and you'll see a list of all of my shows. You can also listen to us on Podomatic or on iTunes. Just type in College Primetime Radio and you should see my show's name, the What You Talking About Willis Show. And subscribe, like us. We love you. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye now.